the build up to this is always nice. You know, we got to do it last year, and I suppose getting to do it again is always a privilege, so we're just soaking it in now.
And obviously, Jade, Sligo's second consecutive year in an All-Ireland final. What does that mean to the likes of you guys?
Well, obviously last year we didn't take it home, but everyone knows how it felt, and we're just trying hard to bring it home this year.
No doubt you'll want to go one step further this year.
Yeah, definitely. We want to bring the cup home.
Absolutely. And just, Ciara, talk us through Sligo's campaign to get to the final.
Well, I suppose it wasn't exactly a straight road. We started off well, and you know, we had two strong wins against Galway and Leitrim, and then we hit Mayo, and I suppose it wasn't our day that day, unfortunately. But we came back together and we were feeling good to go at Roscommon, and I suppose we were very unlucky to lose out to Roscommon in a last minute penalty, but we took that in our stride and came back together and said that put us out of the A, but you know, we were in the B, so we had to go for it and put right what happened last year. So yeah,
you certainly did go for it, and now another All-Ireland final. It was a strong semi-final performance against Clare and Ballinasloe, Jade, as well.
Yeah, everyone worked together really well from the start. It was kind of rocky for a while, but Kiva got two goals end of the first half, and they put us ahead for the rest, so it was a good match. Yeah,
you managed to pull through it. And talk to me about the kind of morale that's within the camp at the moment. Obviously a second consecutive All-Ireland final, you must all be buzzing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the girls experienced it last year with the minor and then the under 16 as well, and everyone's really close this year, so it's definitely a nice environment. Everyone's just buzzing for the final.
And when you say everybody's really close, do you think that'll translate well onto the pitch?
Definitely, you can see it between like passes and everything. Everyone just knows how each other play and yeah, get along really well.
Rachel, just in terms of the last few years, the under-16s doing well and the minors, it's been brilliant to be part of this, I suppose, new generation of ladies footballers in Sligo.
Yeah, it has. Like, you can really see the talent coming through, do you know, especially going up against older girls, find it much harder to get into the team, and then you know you'll be able to bring that on to the younger girls coming in next year, and it's just great to see all the talent coming through. Do you know, I think it's really coming on.
And obviously you were involved with the under-16s last year, and then now you're a key part of the minor setup.
Yeah, the teams, do you know, they're two completely kind of different teams, the way we go about things, and but you know, I think both have the same goals, do you know, to try to be reaching All-Ireland, to try to be contesting, putting Sligo, you know, up on the map. So I think it's good, yeah, the way it's coming through in the generations, you know.
And Jasmine, I mean, there's been other good teams over the years, good players, but you're quite lucky now that All-Ireland finals are so, and Connacht finals are almost becoming a regular thing.
Yeah, it's really nice to be part of such a great panel that we can get to this. This is only my first year doing county, so it's been so nice and welcoming with all the girls, and I think we've all worked really good together, and that's why we've come so far in this tournament, and we know we can bring it to the end and hopefully win it for the county.
How much do you think it will help that so many players have experience of the big games, the big days? I know you said it's your first year playing county, but so many players have played in All-Ireland finals, be it 16 minors, even girls who've played soccer, Anna McDaniel, basketball. Like, you know, so many players have played on big days.
I think it will really like calm the nerves of all the girls, and the girls that have experienced this before know what to expect and know the disappointment of losing last year, so they'll have more determination along with the new girls just to do it this year and finish it all.
It's nice to see Sligo on the map as well, isn't it, in terms of ladies football, because I suppose even watching your male counterparts do it and they get so much attention when they do it, you want to do the same.
Yeah, it's really good, and we've had loads of support this year, and it's really like brought the county together, I think, and loads of girls have been, even just like people like congratulating us and everything. It's great to hear, and it's great to bring.
And Rachel, you've obviously, and Kiva and one or two others, you've been juggling the ladies football with playing with Rovers as well.
Yeah, we have. Look, you're kept busy, I suppose that's what you want. You know, training most nights of the week. I really enjoy it, you know, I don't like sitting at home, I prefer to be out and about, and it does really help your fitness, you know. So when you're on a night off, you don't have to think about doing a run and you can rest, you know, because it's one of your only nights off in the week. So I think, you know, they're key for each other to keep you fit for both, so.
Yeah, it's good, everyone's excited, like, we're all looking forward, we're anxious, but we're excited for the big game. Mood is good.
Always good. But as I was just saying there to some of your teammates, like, so many of you have played in big days before, so there's not so much of the nerves. Like, it's not as if it's the first big occasion.
Yeah, we've definitely, like, we were there last year, so I think we'll be more, like, used to it when we go up. Everyone's still going to be nervous, but I think definitely last year's experience will help us.
And Anna, you've had some year between the basketball, obviously the ladies' football, and playing with Sligo Rovers as well.
Yeah, well, in fairness, I have had a good year, and I'm just lucky to be where I am at and just enjoying it.
Do you think, guys, obviously, Kiva, you're with Sligo Rovers as well, Anna, too. Anna, you with the basketball as well. Do you think, what kind of benefits does playing multiple sports at this kind of level bring to a team?
Yeah, well, when you're with multiple different teams, like, you're able to get... I don't know, what do you think? Like,
yeah, just, like, definitely, like, different sports. Like, definitely basketball helps with, like, the coordination, and then soccer, just, like, movement, and it's just all kinds of comes together, and it definitely helps a lot.
And Kiva, you're sort of the new generation of players who are obviously capable of competing in all different sports. And in terms of women's sport in general, I think you're at the good time where there's better facilities, better coaching, better coverage. And that's credit to your what you're doing on the pitch as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah, it really helps, like, the good facilities that we have and access to good pitches and stuff, and very good. And getting more bigger crowds at games and stuff, because it's more spread out in the media and everything, talking about it, it's very good.
So, guys, getting into an All-Ireland final for the second year in a row, it's a pretty special achievement.
Yeah, it is. It's really special for the team. You know, we've worked hard all year, so it's great that we get to, you know, experience an All-Ireland final.
It must be a really fantastic thing to be a part of this panel.
It is, yeah. We've worked hard enough for it, like, training all season, it is, yeah.
And talk to me about the campaign. There's been ups and downs throughout the year for Sligo this year.
Yeah, there has, with losing to Roscommon in the first game, then beating them in the final. It was nice to beat them in the end, because when you lost that time, it was just not a nice feeling, but then when you won in the end, it was all worth it.
Like. Kind of felt like you kind of got revenge, maybe.
Yeah, it was nice at the end to do it.
And what have you guys made of the campaign for Sligo so far this year? Obviously, you've been rewarded by getting into an All-Ireland final for the second year in a row.
Sure, we've learned a lot, like, training hard and, like...
Yeah, now I don't know if there's much more you can say about it. I mean, it's a just reward, really, for Sligo's hard work this year.
Yeah, it's been brilliant, and I'm really thankful that I'm able to be part of the panel. So we're just hopefully we can go and win it on the 27th.
Absolutely, and it's Tyrone you're playing in the final. It'll be a tough test, no doubt.
Oh, it will, yeah. They'll be a strong enough team, I'd say, yeah.
And what are you expecting from Tyrone in the final?
That they'll be physical. They have been when we played them in the past, so expecting, like, high intensity game, and from the start that they'll be very strong, yeah.
And are Sligo going to win it?
Of course they will.
Talk to me about the year so far for Sligo.
It's been really good that we've won the Connacht final, and we bet Clare well in the semi, so we have high hopes going into the final.
Yeah, high hopes, no doubt. It'll be a just reward for all Sligo's hard work this year.
Yeah, we've been training really hard. It's been a long season, but hopefully it'll all pay off now.
Absolutely, and talk to me about the mood around here. Obviously, the whole room is absolutely buzzing. Like, you can really tell how excited you all are for the final.
Everyone's really excited. Last year we didn't win, so hopefully this year we're going to have to win all.
And what's it like being, like, part of a panel that's training hard and working hard to get into a second All-Ireland final in a row?
Yeah, it's we're very lucky that, and it's such a great group of girls, and we've gotten so close for the last 8 months, 9 months that we've been training together, so...
Yeah, you've all certainly been working really hard for the guts of a year, like, and I'm sure that translates really well onto the pitch between the chemistry out there as well.
Yeah, it's really good to know that, like, when you make a mistake or something, there'll always be a girl coming back because of how, like, together we are as a team, so we all have each other's backs.